Take care, Russ.
Thank you. Secretary Russ.
Hello.
The town's afire with a story that Johnson blew through the ceiling at Clifford's getting in a fight spitting contest with Key. And everything blew up today at the luncheon. Our people are of the opinion somebody's doing some background in from either state or defense.
Well, obviously, I haven't mentioned that subject to anybody over here.
Obviously, I haven't either. Not a human's mentioned me. I just called Clark, told him that Christian was saying that we never discussed his going on, that Rusk and Clifford go on television frequently. Press conferences, they don't, when Spivak asks them a question, don't say, wait, let me call the ranch, find out, contrary to what some of the common experts on the cabinet may say, that Clifford did not discuss with me any of his answers before he went on this press conference and gave his own answers. We had a meeting today, George told him that if he was in, that he never heard mentioned. Now, Chalmers Roberts is raised male, and David Broder's raised male, and Phil Potter's raised male. George said that somebody, one of the top officials in one of the departments, bound to be telling him. And he thinks the thing they want me to do is to say I agree with them.
That leaves me completely baffled because I mentioned two subjects when I came back from over there. One is the telegram that I now have in front of me to Vance to see the Hanoi people and warn them about Saigon, and the second was to get off the telegram to CNN.
Well, I didn't open my mouth here today, if you'll observe. I think that we ought to quit. I honestly think that we don't get anything by baiting the South Vietnamese. I think what the communists would like for us to do is just be at war with our allies, and that's the shape we're getting in if we're not careful. That's my own judgment.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get into a I just didn't feel like getting into a discussion of it. I didn't. And I think that we just got a few days, and I don't believe that we're going to do any wonders in those few days, one way or the other. But I wouldn't. I don't want to get in a fight with them if I can help it.
Well, I wondered, good heavens,
I think
we had a very small meeting the other day. I can't imagine anybody there talked about it.
I think that Broder and maybe Chalmers Roberts will be calling your press man. You better tell him that you'll talk to him. When you talk to him, what I would say is that sometimes I ask the president if he's got anything he wants me to say or emphasize, but I have never asked the president if I could say this or that. Contrary to what they say, we say whatever we want to, and Clifford did not discuss this with the president or with me. The next thing they'll say, well, do you agree with him? I think we ought to just say there, well, this Clifford statement, he made it, and I hadn't even seen his transcript, and it wasn't brought up at the meeting today. Now, that's the question you raised. If you want to get on another story, well, I'll get into that some other time.
Right.
But I'd make it clear to Roberts that we didn't do anything like this.
Right.